We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach discussing this, the halachas of workers. So as we're learning in our shir, the Gemara says here in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, Poyel Yochel Achzabai, an employee can leave in the middle of the day. The question the Paiskim discuss is how much notice does an employee have to give before he leaves his position? The Chazon Ish in Masechet Bava Kamma says that he has to give proper notice. And just like the Gemara in Masechet Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Aleph on the base teaches us that sometimes you have to give 30-day notice, sometimes 12 months. Here too, he has to give adequate notice. Of course, the Chazon Ish says that as soon as the employer could find another employee, he's allowed to leave. Here we're discussing where it's difficult for the employer to find another employee, how much notice does he have to give? However, the Pesach Choshen from Rav Yaakov Bloiser Tzal, he holds that he doesn't have to give any notice. And actually, our Gemara seems to be a raya, because our Gemara says that when can the employee keep what he picked up if he leaves the job? But he didn't give any notice. So how could he just walk away? According to Chazon Ish, you have to give notice. It seems from our Gemara that you could just walk away without any notice. However, I saw the Mefarshim say it's not a raya. Because what our Gemara means to say is not that he could walk, that he's walking away permanently. What's happening in our Gemara is that during that time that he's picking up the Aveda, he won't get paid because he's working for himself and picking up the Aveda. And afterwards, he'll go right back. The Chazon Ish, however, is discussing a situation where he's leaving permanently. In a situation where he's leaving permanently, it could be that notice would be required. So here we discuss the situation of workers' rights. That's very much the sugya of our Gemara. And which of course leads to the question, are workers allowed to go on strike? It would seem that if a worker could walk off the job, he could certainly go on strike as well. However, it's interesting to point out that the Pesach B'Chishukei Chemed points this out, that the Pesach Tshuva here in Chosh Mishpat Simen Shin Lamed Gimel Sif Katan Dalet quotes Achavas Yoy, who says that even if an employee is allowed to walk off, that's only if he didn't take another job. But if he took another job, that is not permitted. And the explanation is very nice. Because our Gemara says that why can an employee walk out in the middle? Because our Gemara says, Kali b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'lo avodim la avodim. But this person is not exempting himself, excluding himself from being an Eved to an Eved. He's just choosing one over an other. And therefore, he can't walk away. And therefore, in our situation of a strike, where a person is not leaving the job, he just is going on a strike, that is not what the Gemara discusses. Our Gemara speaks only about a situation where a person is leaving a job, not when he's staying on the job and trying to demand better pay. And actually, it's almost a beferish ramah here in Simen Shin Lamed Gimel that is not permissible. If we look in Sif Dalet here, Ketzad din ha'poel shechazo ach sheschel, after a worker began to work and he walks away, how do we determine how much he should get paid? Shaman Mash Asa, we evaluate what he did the Noito. Ben Hukra Malocha Ohuzla. But then Ramon makes a very important statement. The Dafka Shechozestan, Avum Choyzel Machm Sioiker, if somebody's leaving a job because he wants to get paid more, ain't Shomeloi. And the Bach explains, why does our Gemara teach us that a worker can walk out in the middle of the job? So as we keep on repeating, because our Gemara teaches us, this individual is not interested in being an Eved. And nobody's obligated to being an Eved. But in our case, it's not like he's saying, I don't want to work anymore. I don't want to be an Eved anymore. He is prepared to be an Eved. He just doesn't want, he wants to change the terms of his employment. That isn't where the Gemara says that you could walk off the job. The Gemara Masechta Yuma, that Flamet Ches Amun Aleph teaches us. Tana Rabbanan, Beis Garmu Yibikim Maisa Lechem upon him. The family of Garmu were experts in the baking of the Lechem upon him, V'lo Rotzu L'lameid, but they refused to teach anyone this trade. Shochu Chamim V'vim Omnim Alexandria. The Chamim brought experts from Alexandria. V'yoyim Lefes K'moisam. They were able to bake just like the Beis Garmu. However, they weren't expert in being able to take the bread out of the oven like them. Halolo pitam sapeshes, the Egyptian bakers, their bread would get moldy. Falolo ein pitam sapeshes, not by the Beis Garmu. Kishchamim hakam bedover, so Chacham heard what's going on. Amru, komash bara kodesh baruch l'chvoy debaroi, everything Hashem made is for His honor. So they said, come back. Kaflam Scharam, and they refused. Only Kaflam Scharu, only when they were willing to double their salary bow. And the Gemara says, they went from 12 to 24. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, they went from 24 to 48. So it seems that you all have to go on a strike to get better pay. Not like the Rama. However, there's an obvious nafkamina. There, the Rama is referring to a situation where a person agreed into an employment arrangement. And the employment arrangement that he agreed to a certain salary. Now, in the middle of the job, he wants to change the terms. That he's not allowed to do. However, if there was no firm commitment to a certain amount of time, and there's no obligation, so every day or every term is a new term, he can renegotiate. But what about a situation, discusses the Chashuki Chemed, where there's inflation and the value of the original salary is not what it was. And the salary isn't changed, but the employees cannot make it with that salary. What's the halacha then? So he quotes an interesting tshuva from the Sefer Oil Yosef, written by Rabbi Yosef Molkai. Apparently, there was a city that had six shoichtim, and the conditions of employment were that they would get paid for shechting animals, but poultry they would not get paid for. That was the arrangement in the city. There was a time of hunger and there were no animals, so people were only eating poultry, or as we could perhaps relate to, people stopped eating meat, they were only eating poultry. And that is saying, well, we're only going to get paid for shechting meat, and people aren't eating meat. There is no meat, or they're not eating meat. We want to get paid for the poultry. So the question was, can they make such a demand? So he wants to So the Oyel Yosef wants to make the following observation. He says, when can an employee not be allowed to change the terms of his employment, of his salary? That's when he was getting paid. However, here they were never getting paid for birds. So that's not called renegotiating. Moreover, he says, that if the entire situation changed, as we are discussing, where people used to eat meat, or there was meat available, and now there is no meat available, and people aren't eating meat, so everything changes. And that's not the original circumstances where the contract was written, and then they can renegotiate in the middle of a contract. And therefore, he says, the same here. If there's a situation of inflation, so then the situation in which the contract was originally negotiated, everything has changed. And because everything has changed, the halacha is that they can renegotiate even in the middle of the term. In fact, the Chasam Sofer, in Shas Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Choshe Mishpat Simen Chof Beis, quotes the Rambam in Perek Dalet, Halacha Shkolim, Halacha Zayin. The Yonam Shadonim Zag Zlonim Yerushalayim, the judges of the civil courts in Yerushalayim, Noitlan Tzcharim at Trumas Halashkin, would get paid out of the Trumas Halashkin. The Kamayu Noitlan Tishim Mono B'Kol Shana, they would get 90 Mono a year. The Lama Spiku Lahem, Apishle Rotzu, if it's not enough, even though they're saying we'll make do, Masifalam Kadei Tzorcham, we increase their salary, not only for themselves, Haim, and the shame of Nebesam, that they could support their entire family. And the Chasam Sofer says, from here we see that if there's a new financial situation, a new economic situation, even though there was already a contract for a certain amount, we can renegotiate. However, the Chazon Ish says that even though we're learning that employees may go on strike, they're not allowed to create a situation that the employer is not allowed to hire any new employees. Number one, if I don't want to work, I can't stop somebody else from working. And number two, if I don't want to work, I have no right to financially harm the employer who wants to keep his business going. And even, says the Chashuki Chemet, if the Minig HaMedina is that when employees go on strike, they create a picket line that prevents other employees from taking the position, we can't, says the Chashuki Chemet, call that a Minig HaMedina. A Minig HaMedina is only when there's a solid basis to the minig. But if the minig is halachically totally unsound, that's called a minute hedget, and you can't say that that's the minig hamadina.